They've lived in Awapuni for 57 years. That is an achievement. Well done. When they began their life in Awapuni, their home in Maxwell's Line was surrounded by farmland. It was here that they established stables and became iconic figures in the rich horse racing history of the Manawatu. Please, Homaiti Pakipaki, Murray and Don Griffin.
Ourselves sorted. Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to speak about the surrounding area of Awapuni as we've seen the changes during our years of having lived in the area for over 59 years and have seen most of Awapuni being developed. Firstly, a little bit of history. The name of Awapuni means the water which has been cut off. The Manawatu Racing Club was formed in 1880 when the Palmerston North Borough Council secured 86 acres to develop a racecourse on the land along Park Road, which was part of 361 acres in what is now the Lido Ongli Park, Manawarua Park area of the city. A grandstand to seat 500 people was built, and the first race meeting was held on Boxing Day in 1881, which was reported to be a huge success. But unfortunately, the Manawatu River kept flooding this land. Maori villagers had earlier occupied the banks of lagoons, which ran from the river around the outskirts of the low-lying area beside where the Mangoni housing settlement is built. There were once three lagoons in this locality: the Awapuni, the Awatapu, where the college is built near the Park Road Botanical Road corner, and an unnamed small lagoon which existed on the riverside of College Street, which is why there is a sweeping bend along that street and houses are now built down in that area. There was also a Maori pa on the banks of the Mangoni stream along what is now Pioneer Highway. The racing club began to look to the south of the town and found a slightly elevated bush-fringed area of land and felt that this site at Awapuni would be suitable for a racecourse. So 100 acres was purchased for £4,000. The racecourse was turned over to the army for its use during the First World War and again for a time during the Second World War. There is a monument in the racecourse grounds to remember those who served in the First World War. The racecourse caretaker's home was once situated where the Oaks subdivision is. After that land was sold, the entrance gates were moved in and a new home was built. Those entrance gates to the racecourse have since been moved in again to their present position, and that particular home was shifted to Totara Road, where racecourse land has since been sold for housing. Racing stables were built in various areas of Awapuni, along Maxwell's Line. We actually had our own stable along there. College Street, Melford Road, now known as Patama Road, Long Melford Road, Slacks Road, and Totara Road.
Now I take over. Originally, William and Charlotte Slack moved from Canterbury to a farm area known as Slacks Road, which originally was a dead-end road until being end of meet with Maxwell's Line in the 1950s. Likewise, Long Milford Road also earlier been extended to meet Maxwell's Line, the later named after the Irish settler Patrick Maxwell. You may have heard of Granny MacDonald, who and her husband trained the Melbourne Cup winner Catalogue. Her stable was on the corner of Patama Road and Slacks Road. That's how you got MacDonald Place. Along Slacks Road, with the Manitou Hunt Grounds, where the hounds were kept, and a couple of other stables. Then it was Ashley and Stephanie Christmas had stables on Milford Road, and there was also a Strawberry Gardens right opposite. Doc Knapp had a stables where the Latter-day Saints church is. And there is stables just along the road, roughly opposite Sheffield Street. Another Melbourne Cup winner came from Trevor Knowles' stable, which was in Maxwell's Line where the Cheswick Park rest home now stands. There were several stables along College Street, and on the corner of Maxwell Line plus Maxwell's Line, there were Berry Gardens, and along College Street, just past where Alexander joins up. Racecourse Road had a swamp area on both sides of the road, and there was a blacksmith premises near the racecourse gates. The abattoirs were along Maxwell's Line, using all the land between the Racecourse Road and Pioneer Highway. There were just a few houses opposite. The Kyran Council owned some land, 5 houses, for their staff in Maxwell's Line, along the depot and Racecourse Road, approximately where Flemington Lane is. Heading towards the River of Maxwell Line is part of Palms North Hospital Farm and farm, a small farmhouse. There was just a few houses opposite a tiny shop. The main part of the house farm was on Magoney Stream between Sheriff's Road and Tewanaka Road. The building situated in Maxwell's Line where the geriatric department for the public hospital, and part of the still stands there, which is now the Maori Marae and Health Centre. Where the City Council dog pound is now, that was used to be the milking sheds for the hospital farm. Another blacksmith was on the corner of Maxwell's Line and College Street, which later moved into racecourse land where the Oak subdivision is now.
Along Long Melford Road was a stud farm owned by Mudgeways, and that is who Mudgeway Place is named after. Majestic Garage was built by Jack Muir, who owned Majestic Horse Floats, and the depot was in Long Melford Road. And this eventually shifted onto land now known as the Oaks off Racecourse Road. Also, the street named Grand Oaks to the right of the racecourse gates, where all those houses have been built, was once all a car park for race day patrons. Sadly, many of the lovely old oak trees have been removed to make way for housing. Manawatu Pony Club used to meet on the land where Mungoney Park subdivision is. Turitea Pony Club used to meet on the land over at the back of the racecourse where the city sewer treatment station is now. Of course, the city rubbish tip didn't take up the space that it does today. Awapuni Shopping Centre has seen quite a few changes over the years from having a small dairy. After this block of shops was built, there was a licensed restaurant for fine dining. A few years later, it was altered to become a bar that served light meals, which also had a pool table and TAB facilities. After that closed, it has become the home of Boho Cafe. Along the College Street frontage was a butcher who displayed his meat in the window, the Consumers Co-op supermarket. A friendly couple ran a small dairy, which was always busy. Next door was a ladies' fashion shop that even sold wool and all types of haberdashery. And further along was a fresh fruit and vegetable shop. Opposite here, where the veterinary clinic is, was the post office, which provided excellent personal banking services. A stationery store selling cards, magazines, small gift items, even hats. Then after the post office closed, it also included postal services. There was a lovely delicatessen, a hairdressing salon, and a nice gift shop. When the shopping centre the other side of Majestic Garage was built, there was a branch of Westpac Bank offering a great service, which you certainly do not get today. A bookshop that also sold toys and various other items. Plus there was Morrison's Pharmacy. After the Westpac branch closed, it became a doctor's consulting rooms, and now the library has taken over that area. A hairdresser, and the pharmacy has enlarged its size. This is a little bit of history and some recollections of our years spent both as horse trainers, not only living in the area since 1962, but having had an association with Awapuni for several years prior to that. Thank you.
Thank you.